Great day, everybody. Welcome back to the Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. I'm here with Ride University, powered by the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center, we call the EDAC for short, at Morgan State University. RISE stands for Returning Citizens Inspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures, powered by EDAC and Morgan State University, and we're funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. As you know, we always give out a nice title as well as a quote. So today we're talking about law and business. Yep. There's law in business, legal in business. So we're navigating the legal minefield, three steps to avoid costly business blunders. And we always give out a quote, and this quote is provided by Sheryl Sandberg, COO of Facebook. Don't let legal blind spots derail your journey. Seek guidance, build awareness, and navigate the maze of regulations with confidence. All right, so uncharted territory, recognizing the common legal traps for businesses. Now, the first thing I will say is, you know, as you are thinking about getting started in business, you know, really think about engaging some type of legal counsel, somebody that understands business, somebody that understands small businesses, and somebody that understands your particular industry. So I will first start off with that. And these are just some of the points that you should take into consideration as you are planning your business. So contractual quicksand, you know, have those agreements in place. Now, you could do a handshake, you know, but you really want to get things in writing. And as you come up with your intellectual property, from the name of your business, if you have a logo, you know, you want to be able to protect that. And there are particular attorneys, patent attorneys, trademark attorneys that can assist you with that. It's intellectual property attorneys. And then really understand, are there regulatory items that I need to have in place so that I can operate my business on the up and up, as they say. From oops to opportunity, turning legal missteps into learning moments. So if you mess up, you know, figure out how to clean up. And, you know, some attorneys that I work with and accountants that I work with, actually professionals, well, accountants, attorneys, and insurance folks, you know, they always say, Omar, you know, individuals are coming to us on the back end. I would love for them to come to us on the front end. You know, so again, as I indicated, before you get started, have a conversation with the attorney. I had multiple conversations with different attorneys. So I just talked about seek expert guidance and, you know, build a culture of compliance. You know, just make sure that right now it's probably you. So you are the compliance manager, the compliance director, so compliance person. So make sure you are checking in on those items that need to keep you in compliance on a regular basis. And one of the things, you know, I did a workshop last year focused on putting together a brain team. You know, these are individuals that you can meet with on a quarterly basis to share some of the goals in your business and get feedback on. And as you begin to set that up, you can include those individuals within helping you stay compliant. That's really important as you are operating your business. Then charting a safe course, proactive strategies for minimizing legal risks. I just talked about that. Invest in preventive measures. You want to have somebody come in and just do a regular check on what's happening, not only with uh, the Well, what's happening with the business, as well as the employees? If you have employees, you want to make sure you have clear policies and procedure, because that can bite you in the butt. We live in a litigious, that's how you say it, economy. We live in an economy where people, a world where people want to sue you all the time. That's what I meant to say. You know, so be careful with the resources that you bring about. Stay informed and adaptable. You know, you never know what's happening in a particular industry. I remember doing some work in the assisted living industry back in the 90s. That's the 1990s, for those who are listening to us way, way in the future. So in the 1990s, I was working with a number of individuals with assisted living. And I just didn't like the way that my client, were setting up these assisted living centers. So I had to fire my clients. And I used to always say, you know, right now there are no regulations for assisted living. However, there's going to be a time where the state legislators are going to implement, and city are going to implement some regulations. So you want to be able to stay up on what's happening, what regulations are happening within your industry. And then if it's just you, you know, I would recommend joining a industry association, because they're going to keep up with the times, if you will, and they'll be able to share with you what changes are happening, what legal changes are impacting the particular industry that you all are operating in. So build that network of support up so that you can stay legal and not have anything to impact your particular business. And as you know, at Ride, we have a number of pathways. We have our entrepreneurial boot camp, our podcast and on-demand workshops, our Impact Summit, our Room to Grow and office hours. So if you're looking to receive some advice and guidance on your business idea or business, you can reach me at omar@edacmorgan.com. Our Instagram is ride at ride small biz, ride small biz. That's BIZ. And our website is edacmorgan.com. So until we see each other again, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Media Production.